Dear Mother, Father, God, Supreme Source, whatever words you choose or whatever makes sense to you at a deep level, for what brings life force to everything, to all that is. This is not about religious or any set of beliefs, but just about that very deep, lovely, wonderful heart space that we're moving into. This is Energy First Responders, August 26th, 2020. And at this time, we have many, many fires throughout, particularly the state of California. There is one here in Arizona as well. There's other states, but the ones in California are a lot, covering a lot of acreage. And we ask that as we're humanity coming together at this great time, to spend a few moments now going into this, what we could call a heart space, but what is the space that we want to hold, that very deep space within that we all have, where other things are getting in the way. Of our being present. And this space is coming more and more present to everybody as we open, as we allow. The old ways that we were functioning, they weren't wrong, they just are old now. And that is where the mind became king. And it's not that our mind isn't needed, or people sometimes go into the ego and, oh, how bad, let's flail the ego and get rid of it and become totally unconditional loving. And it's just the ego needs love. The mind needs love, the way of being, all that is in our own kingdom. As they call it, the kingdom within. Very famous phrase, the kingdom within. So let us now take our sovereignty over the kingdom within. Within ourselves, all of the parts of ourselves, we would call them, you know, body, mind, spirit, all of the elements of TCM, traditional Chinese medicine, all kinds of places. The very presence, the very place that we share in common, the essential self. The part that breathes life into us. The creator self. The place where as we get more and more familiar with it, and live from it and live with it. That place where our life begins to become created from. And the breath is a very, very good way to get into that. Breathing in through the nose, out through the mouth, into that heart space. Taking the palm of one hand, placing it over the physical heart. You can also do it with two hands. Assuming you have a headset. And as a group, we move into this space together. Expanding this space. Deepening this space. Notice the calming, for that space can create stillness, calm, relaxation. Allow our nervous system, which can get so easily upset by so much chaos, to begin to become really, really deep, really, really present. Throughout the whole body, all the way down to the feet that are connected to Mother, Father, Earth, to allow that vibration that Earth has, that in and out breath, that heartbeat, that rhythm, and now we want to allow ourselves as a group, with the group energies, to support, to create whatever is best, whatever is needed, as we move through this time of great change into the new space. And we create very beneficial outcomes for the fires in California, in our country, other places of the world. We have a hurricane going on in this country as well. So we ask for balance, for peace, for love, We ask particularly now, as well as for the humans, to release all of their fears and everything, and to perhaps save as many structures as possible, and allow for the rebuilding of those that aren't saved, if they're in a place that's good to rebuild. And we know this brings up deep transition for helping people to get into their heart space. But particularly, we want to go to the planimals. The plants, the animals, and even the minerals, the mountains, the ground, the crystals. All of the plant life, from the smallest seed to the tallest trees. Allow yourself now to experience the love that's coming back as we're sending that love out. Every day at the nines, I would request for this period of time that we include the planimals, who often aren't prayed for. Nature itself, the overriding essence, element of nature. Nature has an energy, an essence, and that energy and essence is with us right now. And it is overriding and overseeing what's going on. It's wrapping everything, and allow that wrapping of nature to help direct what we're doing. We also, of course, want to include every animal, again, from the smallest little insect to the largest elephants and whales, but particularly those that are in the places of great change, whether it's hurricanes, fires. And each of you might find yourself going to a different place to help on the ground, so to speak. Please feel free to do that. And allow your heart love for all of these elements, all of these creatures, the birds flying, the animals running from the fire, finding a new home, a new place. Last night there were deer very close to my yard that I've never seen this close in the street, still looking for their home. Bless them, bless everyone, and we allow the energy of Source itself to channel through us as best each one of us can, and which we can easily do as a group. The Source energy is wrapping the nature energy. And the nature energy is basically a part of the earth. So all three elements as I'm seeing them. And Source wrapping around the earth. And nature within the earth, and then everything in nature within nature. Allow yourself to breathe in and just allow this heart space to come forward, to live in you as Source becomes much, much deeper within each one of us, and We include all those who aren't on this call specifically today and all those who may join. We open and invite new to join. We begin to see and feel the new that's coming. We ask for abatement of the damage and of the rains and wind in the hurricane. And we ask for rain for the areas of drought. That are creating the fires. We bless the fire element. And allow it to burn up all that is needed. As each one of us burns up our past, and we again ask for help for the humans who are helping, for the firefighters and all that support them, for those dealing with hurricane damage, for all of the first responders and the second responders, those who come in after. And we ask if it's possible for this group to assist in creating rain, that each one of us right now in this heart space, as we again breathe in and out of this deeper, deeper space that anchors us, and that Mother Earth is supporting unbelievably right now. Father Earth, Source, Nature, as we love nature and all that it contains, and all the beings that help, the angelic realms, the devic realms, the elements, the elementals, the Elohim. We ask to create rain as it's needed, what we think, for the droughts that are going on in the particularly southwest United States. And including the coastal areas of the West Coast, and anywhere else. We ask for peace, we ask for freedom. Those are the elements, I'm told, are what we're asking for. Take a moment while I'm bringing in the sound to go inside your own little space for whatever you need today. Oh. Seka me oket seka fe, fea a la waya ha, hanamo no mahe, e sa fea, e sa fea waya la waho, haya namawa. Friendliness. Which will eventually lead to compassion. And begin for a moment to create the vision. We just need one moment to do this, the vision of what we want. Where we see the fires. Having done what they needed, coming into balance. The hurricane having done what it needed. To bring balance and peace and safety, and to allow all the fear to be transmuted, and all the people to come further and further into that space, holding that energy, holding that space. So that the heart leads us. We give great thanks. Allow our gratitude to grow. Take this vision and bring it into the nines. 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. every day for 10 minutes. And we ask to see that rain can be created where it's needed, that we can work with nature and listen and allow our hearts to move with the best direction for very beneficial outcomes. So it is, so be it, it is done.